The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Watch out in front, Tarasenko. Score! Oh, there's the line we said! Had to show up for the Blues! And they just did! Bushnevich, Tarasenko!
Blues TV. Could we be getting Avalanche Blues in the second round? The clues point to that happening as the Blues went into Minnesota last night and won 5-2. So St. Louis with a 3-2 lead. They come back home with a chance to close it out and move on to face the Avs. Who would you prefer? Would you prefer St. Louis? Was this good news last night for the Avs? Or would you rather get the Wild?
I told you yesterday I wanted St. Louis.
Because you think they're the easier team.
I just think that the Avs, I just think they're a team that the Avs match up well against. I just feel very confident. Well, I feel the Avs match up well against everybody, but I just feel I feel better about the Blues than I did the Wild.
See, I look at it differently than you. I look at it as, not that I'm concerned that St. Louis would beat the Avs. I don't think there's a team in the West that could beat the Avalanche four times. There just isn't. However, if you're just looking at the path of least resistance, St. Louis at least knows how to win in the playoffs. They've proven it recently. This core has won a Stanley Cup in the last few years, so they know how to win in the playoffs. Minnesota's a fraud. Minnesota is a team that you can't trust them. They don't show up in the big moments. They don't have any kind of real playoff history, no real legacy to fall back on to show that, hey, this team knows what they're doing when the pressure ratchets up. They just proved it last night. Game 5 at home in a 2-2 series, always the most pivotal game in a best of 7 when it's 2-2, and they spit the bit at home. Shows you a lot. They revealed a lot about who they are and what they aren't.
I will say this about Minnesota. Minnesota is probably the Canada of the U.S. Really nice people.
They are. We're there for the Super Bowl not long ago.
Exceptionally very nice. Very nice.
Didn't meet many of them because everyone was inside.
Well, right, because it's freezing. But, Minnesota, very pleasant people.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Pete, if Drew Locke was in this year's draft, where do you think he would have been picked?
I think he'd been the first guy picked, of the quarterbacks anyway. He'd have been the first guy in this draft. I don't have any hesitation saying that.
Pete Carroll. Continue that. Hey, they haven't made a move. They haven't made a move for Baker Mayfield. They didn't draft a quarterback.
Mm-mm.
Maybe they really like Drew Lock. And could we see Russell Wilson versus Drew Lock in the Sunday night opener? Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco insider, talked about that yesterday as him picking up on some of the rumblings, as a Bronco insider would. We'll get the full schedule released tomorrow. Here's the thing that does make sense, though, to me about that. This would be sort of like Brady versus Belichick, right? Brady going back to New England to face Belichick.
Yeah.
Same thing, but I don't know. I've been following the whole national reaction to Russell Wilson becoming a Bronco, and the idea of a big Russell Wilson Pete Carroll rift hasn't really gained traction like Brady versus Belichick as a legitimate rift.
Yeah, but that's I think that's more because people aren't talking about Russell Wilson like they talk about Brady, or they're not talking about Pete Carroll like they talk
about
Bill
Belichick.
That's
why I don't think it makes that attractive of a Sunday night matchup for the first game.
Well, I think it. I just think that you make it all about that. Certainly, as we know, I mean, Russell Wilson is one of the most polished guys on the planet. When you start bringing that up. And by the way, you know, Pete Carroll and John Schneider said, hey, you can tell that was a demand on Russell Wilson's by Russell Wilson's people to Pete Carroll and the organization. And the organization chose Pete Carroll.
I just think Sunday Night Football can come up with a more marquee matchup with Russell Wilson than Drew Lock in Seattle.
I don't think there's any more marquee matchup than Russell Wilson going back to Seattle. You're going back home?
At some point, I think it makes sense as a Sunday night game. I would be surprised if it was the first one. That's all.
Well, I get that. I get that. But they'll have the Thursday. The first Sunday night game is Thursday night. The opener is always Thursday night.
Yeah, so but then they don't do a Sunday night game. They'll still do a Sunday night game.
Yeah, I know. But the first real Sunday night is the Thursday night opener. So they'll already have
it. Now you're confusing me. They'll have a Thursday night game.
Right, the Sunday night crew
but then that's on a Thursday, but they'll still then do Sunday night game, which will be the Sunday night opener.
Correct.
That'll just be the second game for that crew.
Yeah, which the Thursday night is really the Sunday night opener on Thursday.
Fever, you're getting a glimpse into my nightmare, my six-year-plus nightmare.
You got to understand that the Thursday night opener is the Sunday opener.
Next on the Morning Brew.
A little bit of clutch hitting, right? We've had some opportunities. We can't get the big blow or the key at bat. So we just got to keep pushing. We got some hits today, you know, but we just couldn't break through.
So at 16-14, the Rockies are competitive when you put them up against the rest of the teams in the National League.
Mm-hmm.
But in their own division, they're now last.
Wow.
They are in last place. They're 16-14, a record that we all would have signed up. Boom, done. Give it to us.
Right.
30 games in. I'm telling you, on opening day, the Rockies will be 16-14. You'd be like, yes, I've got it. Let me have it. But then what would you say if I said, but it'll still have you in last place?
Well, I would say that I expected to be in last place, but I'm glad to be competitive.
I was expecting to be in last, but I'm pleasantly surprised I'm in last with a 16-14 record.
Right.
Is that the way to look at it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that makes it. I think here's where the trouble's going to start, Mike.
Oh, it's going to start. You don't see any. The last two nights haven't been indication that trouble is starting.
Yeah,
the trouble is here.
Yeah, the trouble
is knocking on our. Never mind knocking on our door. It's knocked down the door.
Right. Trouble is at your threshold. you keep getting starters that go 3 2/3. Now, I say that, but, you know, I mean, obviously Gomber's gone 6-7 pretty much every start. Freeland the other day went 6, I think, and had a great start the other day. But you start having those 3 1/3, you know, 3 2/3. You start putting enough of those together. They already eliminated some of their bullpen because they had to go down. I tell you what, they're in trouble.
Next on the Morning Brew.
You know, this is a lose-lose situation for me. You know, if I don't play, you know, probably get called soft. And, you know, if I play and I play bad, probably come up with a bunch of stuff that I guess is just not good enough.
Hey, Nick Wright, Kendrick Perkins, Stephen A., there's your MVP. There's the guy. There's your guy. There's your guy out there saying, oh, I lose no matter what. No matter what happens, I lose. Wah. There's your MVP.
Yeah, there's your
guy. There's your guy. There's the guy that you said should have won the MVP. In his first game since finding out he did not win the MVP, delivered this powerful message to all the people who voted for Nikola Jokic. 17 points, 5 measly rebounds, as in a in an important game 5 in Miami. 2-2 series again. Philadelphia loses 120-85. They lose by 35 points with the guy that should have been the MVP, who afterwards said, I lose no matter what happens. If I play, I lose. If I don't play, I lose. There's your MVP, everybody.
Or you go Willis Reed on their ass, and you go out there and play great with a broken orbital bone, and then you get the praise, and everybody says, "See,
we were
right." Yeah. Not, I'm in a can't win situation. What a whiner! No wonder.
There's your MVP.
Yeah,
that's the guy right there. That's the guy everybody wanted, huh? Okay, impressive. Now that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.